Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Tuesday, August 6th. Tenants displaced by the demolishing of a portion of the Admiralty apartments in downtown Port Townsend will receive housing and urban development vouchers for a new apartment, but the facilities that accept these vouchers are already at capacity, according to one displaced tenant. The apartment building, built in 1874, now houses a mix of market rate and subsidized tenants. The building is in bad shape, something that new owners hope to change. But a partial building collapse in May prompted an evacuation. Tenants were allowed to move in after short-term repairs. Some were relocated, but five tenants are currently without housing options. Karen Castle, one of those tenants, has lived in Port Townsend since the early 80s. She told KPTZ she has sought low-income housing options in Clallam, Kitsap, and Island counties with no success. She's less concerned about leaving her longtime home than finding any home at all. After the collapse in May, tenants were told they would probably be displaced in August. This was extended 3 months to the end of November. Current tenants have an option to vacate early and receive 1 month free rent, according to a letter sent to tenants from attorneys for the building owners. Vouchers are worth $758 a month, which creates a surplus over a $300 rent at the Admiralty. Castle said this won't be enough to find a place, and she may have to live in her truck for a while. Port Townsend has a severe housing crisis, but some people clearly have it worse than others. Congress is characterized by some as an obstructionist organization, but our local representative points to several new bills with potential for positive impacts. In a statement, Derek Kilmer said the House is making progress on important priorities. These include initiatives to lower health care and prescription drug costs, combating climate change, and cleaning up corruption in politics. That particular bill calls for making it easier for people to vote and getting so-called big money out of politics. As for climate change, the corresponding bill calls for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Change Accord. Kilmer's optimistic tone may be countered by historic precedent. We've heard similar statements before with no result, and even if these measures pass the House, they likely will stall in the Senate. It all depends on whether your legislative glass is half empty or half full and which side you are on. Primary ballots are due today and must arrive at the Jefferson County Auditor's Office by 8 p.m. Two measures affecting those in our broadcast area are a proposal to expand the East Jefferson Fire Rescue Board and a winnowing down of candidates for the Chimicum School Board. Voter interest is reflected in the low turnout, which the auditor reports as 27.2% as of Monday afternoon. While these initiatives may not rock your world, perhaps we should all practice voting in anticipation of next year's more consequential contests. Primary ballots are due today and must arrive at the Jefferson County Auditor's Office by 8 p.m. KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.